Now, back to Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Sugar for a nickel, too good to be true. Call off the deal if you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you. Certain kind of fella thinks he might as well make a pass at them all. So when he stumbles onto someone who looks like you do, he takes a swing at the bone. If he's got a rep that's smooth and sweet, that don't mean that it's true. Just trust your intuition. I've got a suspicion he might be sweet talking you. Step right on a dime, baby, if you find he's only in it for fun. Like a business meeting where no business gets done. There ain't no substitute, baby, for a good-hearted man. I don't think he's the one, but maybe I am. Too much sugar for a nickel, too good to be true.
Jimmy Lester, Tom Comet, Bob Williams. 650 AM WSM, we welcome Webb Wilder and Too Much Sugar for a Nickel. And you know what I love about your music is it sounds live.
Well, thanks.
It sounds if you were on stage somewhere doing that. The little asides, the little things that you do vocally, the talking, it's live. And it just feels so good when you hear it back.
Bill, I love hearing that, you know, and, you know, I mean, obviously there are a lot of instruments and things going on there. So there were some overdubs, but I mean, there's a live thread and there's a performance running through it. And each and every overdub is a performance.
Well, so, it's as if I heard that if you told me, you know, there was an audience applause at the end and said, that was recorded live at the City Winery, which you're playing on Saturday night. Yeah. I'd have bought it, man. I go, oh yeah. Okay. I got it.
Great.
It just sounds that way. Do you do anything in particular in studio to get that live feel?
Well, for the last couple of records, for sure. I think what we've tried to do is get as much of it live, you know, track like for this record and most of these tracks, which weren't all done at the same studio, but most of them were. The guys were out in the room and they were all playing. And then I was in the vocal booth, but I was playing too. You know, we just did that to isolate my vocal. And we always try to keep, you know, we try to keep a scratch vocal. Sometimes you redo it, you know. But a lot of the guitar I played, and Bob, who has tons of studio experience, was saying, you know, most people can't sing and play at the same time when they're recording, but you can. So I took that as a huge compliment.
Sure.
And you know, there are no rules. I think two things. First of all, there are no rules. Whatever works is the way you should do it. And the result, proof's in the pudding. The other thing is, what's gratifying to me and overwhelming about making an album is you really make it from nothing and build it up. You know, it's not like you order, like if you're going to build nowadays you can build your own fake Fender guitar. You know, you could order the body and the neck and you could tell people you made it, but you didn't really make the body and the neck, but you really do make this stuff from nothing. You got to come up with a song. You got to play, you know what I mean? So that's pretty gratifying, pretty daunting though, really. Yeah.
That particular song we played, Too Much Sugar for a Nickel, is a quote from your mom.
Yeah.
That Charlie Maddow said did not make it to Rhode Island, but it made it to Mississippi. Apparently.
It didn't make it everywhere because I didn't know anybody else's mom in Mississippi who said it but mine. But since I've been saying that, occasionally somebody go, oh, my mother said that or whatever. So, you know, colloquialisms are funny in that they're spotty and regional.
Yeah.
You know, like where do they say fireflies and where do they say lightning bugs? They both exist in the South.
Yeah.
You know, but my mother was from a kind of an isolated little rural community called Sand Hill, Mississippi, and grew up around her grandparents mainly, you know, which were an even older generation. So I don't know where she got out. She has had a lot of them.
Well, wouldn't she be proud that it made it to the record? Too Much Sugar for a Nickel. She's also the one said, now you go get an education.
And yeah, she was pretty adamant.
That's how you wound up in Nashville. You were telling, I didn't know your Peabody College story. And I asked you, I said, was Peabody a part of Vanderbilt?
Not then. I've had two different Nashville residencies. I've been here since 82. But before that, in 74, she was wanting me to stay in college and I was not wanting to. And, sort of made a deal with her that if I could leave town, cause I'd been going to University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where I'm from. And, I would do it. And she said, okay. And so I almost went to UT in Knoxville, and I'm so glad I didn't. Nothing against Knoxville, but I'm a music guy, Nashville, you know. So I loved Nashville. I was here 74 and 75, but the clarion call of what was happening in Austin, particularly then, got me. And so by January of 76, I was out there with a band and then no clue what to do with the band. I'm like the guy booking the band. You know, so we're literally playing the Sitting Bull topless bar after a can't remember if it was a sword swallower or a fire eater. This is true.
Keep Austin weird, baby.
I know, man. I know.
We hope you've enjoyed the sword swallower. Now welcome Webb Wilder. Was it Webb Wilder? Did you have a band name?
No, the band, this is funny to me too. The band had a beautiful girl in it and we called it the Ever Ready Brothers. And I thought that was the joke, you know, like everybody could see she was a beautiful girl, but we called it Brothers, you know, and we sang together a lot and we covered a lot of those Graham and Emmy things.
Oh yeah.
And, but then we got you'll love this. So we were trying to get an agent. So there was a guy who was a Barber College graduate trombone player who led a jazz band. And you know how lucrative jazz is, right? And we turned to him to be our agent and he didn't like our name. So he said, I just think you should change that name maybe to Wintergreen or something. I'm like, oh, holy smoke. You know? So real quickly, we just started calling it Ever Ready. Lest we become, you know, cool Ranch Dip or something.
avocado bacon dip.
I know.
That is funny.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Always learn something about this man's extraordinary career, Webb Wilder, every time he visits Mississippi Modern. Let me hold that up for the television audience watching this morning on Heartland so you can see that. Available wherever you buy or download music. Saturday night, he'll be at the City Winery.
So you would have been here the very early days of the Exit Inn.
Yeah, the Exit Inn really blew my mind. And later, I would have a lot of love at the Exit Inn. But, you know, a band played there a lot. And, of course, we were playing there for our annual Webfest event earlier in the fall. And years ago, we did great there. But even when in the 80s, it was nothing like the 70s. And I've never been to the Troubadour in L.A., but it must have been kind of like, it was a very singer-songwriter serious listening room. Like, if you talked, they'd get on to you.
Okay.
And with later, more rowdy play, sure, more rocking place. But in the 70s, you know, Emmylou had the first major label album, Pieces of the Sky. I went to see that show. And I misremembered it, you know, later when I finally met Rodney. Rodney Crowell was somebody I hoped to meet in Nashville when I moved here in 82. I met him about 20 years later, you know. Great guy, great artist, you know. And I said, I saw that show, you know, and I remember you were playing a Fender Mustang. He said, no, you don't remember, right? He said, I was playing bass. He said, and I was not the bass player. Emery Gordy got the call at the last minute to go do an Elvis session or something, and I had to play bass. And he said, said, I thought I was doing pretty good. And, but as I was leaving that night, some guy said, at the door, you know, as I was leaving, said, well, you better work on your shuffles. That's always that one guy who, you know, lets the air out of your balloon. But I thought it was a great night. And Jesse Coulter was the judge of a Queen of the Silver Dollar contest beauty thing. And so the Exit Inn blew my mind. The first night I went there, this is 1974. I'm like early 20s, you know. Little Esther Phillips. Barry Manilow, of all people. Alex Harvey, who wrote Delta Dawn.
Oh, I love Alex Harvey.
Yeah, Jonathan Edwards, who was always a great
Sunshine,
acoustic.
Go away.
He played there several times. Yeah. Great. So I'm probably leaving some people out. But then after I left and went to Austin, I began to hear, as it changed, like the Police played there their first tour, Jerry Lee. So it started getting more rocking.
Charlie, you said something a minute ago that struck a chord in his story about the accident. It, you know, that yesterday, Erica Wallum Nichols talking about the Bluebird.
Being a listening room.
Yeah, being a listening room. Says, you will get shushed.
Oh, yeah. The Exit Inn was more like the Bluebird way back then.
You could get shushed at the Exit Inn.
And almost everybody I've seen in recent years, when they've done an older song, has referenced their first time in Nashville playing the Exit Inn. Tom Petty has done it.
Yeah.
Billy Joel played the Exit Inn back in 76, I want to say, on the Piano Man tour, just before The Stranger came out. So, yeah.
Well, let's go to the break. We'll come back. Webb's going to play live for us from Mississippi Modern. He's got something worked up live, and it will also feature another cut from the album. And Saturday night, he's at City Winery, which you played before. You played City Winery.
One other time. We're looking forward to this. This will be our second time there, and we hope to see a lot of folks.
All right, that's on Saturday night.
And then he's doing a great songwriter festival in Florida, we'll mention, too, with John Prine. And I love Cheap Trick. That's one of the first albums I ever bought with Charles Maddox Jr.'s hard-earned Mowing the Lawn money.
One of the greatest singers in rock music, Robin Zander, among other points of interest.
It costs good Charles Maddox to mow a yard.
Well, it depends. We didn't really have a set price. It was almost like an offering jar. It depended how well someone paid or what they asked for. Okay. And I did as much work as was asked of me. Nothing was going to happen.
So no 110% of work.
No, but I did my band director's lawn, and he would pay me a 15. You know, but in 1977, that's pretty good lawn money.
No wonder.
And I use their equipment. I don't bring my own lawnmower. I use your equipment. So
keep the miles on.
That's right.
You buy a mower, I'll come over right around it. Richard Thomas, this is the kind of farm hand you need down around your place. You got a tractor?
I'll be there.
Yeah. You got a combine? You got a hay baler, Richard? I'm there. Is it cab? We've got a cab over with air conditioner and nice sound system in it. Charlie Maddox is your man.
My daddy bought a Western Auto push mower that had a motor. We were cutting the yard with one of them old mowers that didn't, you know, just had you as the horsepower the mower.
Yeah, I remember the rotaries.
And I got 75 cents for cutting yards over in Sylvan Park. And there was a yard that I cut that the yard was about a foot high. And Daddy had just bought it had this wind-up thing that would start it real easy. And the last thing he told me, he said, look, don't hit any hydrants out the yard. You know, of course, I wasn't there 5 minutes, and how you rear back on the mower and push it into that high grass. I hit a hydrant, had water going in the people's yard. My daddy's lawnmower's in pieces, brand new, $39. I never hurt till he died, $39.
You think money grows on trees?
Guy held a grudge, I'm telling you. You folks that are going to be out southeast of town, we got a mess. Kind of, it's going to be this way for a while, it looks like. NES has shut down Old Hickory Boulevard out there between Cane Ridge Road and Whittemore Lane. You can't get through there. They're doing some work on the wires out there. Now, this is going to be from 8:30 or 8 o'clock this morning till 2:30 this afternoon. They're going to do it for several more weeks. So if you normally travel Old Hickory Boulevard between Cane Ridge Road and Whittemore Lane, you can't get through there till after 2:30 this afternoon. Take Burkett Road as your alternate. That'll end up about a block apart from where you would have if you stayed on Old Hickory Boulevard. So just take Burkett Road all the way to Nolensville Road and get around that mess out there. I'm Richard Thomas, 650 AM WSM Traffic.
Bill Cody's rule for being country cool. It's all about the laugh.
Yeah, I hear Bill and them boys on there every morning.
650 AM WSM. Every day is a best of, but let's forget about that last segment.
It's terrible. It's awful.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on 650 AM WSM.
Back with Webb Wilder, Mississippi Modern is the work that I'm featuring here for those of you watching on Heartland Television, border to border, coast to coast, from Carolinas all the way to California and lots of places in between. There we are. From the studio, the Magnolia Lobby studio of WSM Radio in our 91st year in the home of the Grand Ole Opry. Webb with his guitar. That means good things happening. Good things happening in this studio in just a second. He'll be playing Saturday night at the City Winery.
I thought back to something. My first day with you, Bill Cody, on Coffee Country and Cody would have been almost 12 years ago. And I was filling in doing news for your then news person, Ron Jordan. Mm-hmm. And we referenced the 30A Songwriters Festival that Webb's going to be doing later in the month, and that Cheap Trick is part of it. I remember my little kicker story in my newscast, a little humorous story you throw in at the end of a newscast, was that Country Music Hall of Famer Charlie Louvin would be going on tour opening for Cheap Trick.
I remember. And they loved him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
10 minutes till 9, 8:50, 6:50 a.m. WSM. Webb Wilder and his Gibson guitar.
Yes, sir.
You tuned and tanned and rested and ready for the holidays. Yeah.
Well, appreciate you having me on again. Golly. Yeah,
we'd love to see you coming.
This is a song that we did on Mississippi Modern. And, of course, I just got my acoustic guitar, but I'm going to do it for you with that. And it's an old Charlie Rich song. Goes like this. After you get rid of me, who will the next fool be? I know, I know, I know, I know. There's things you'd like to know about the woman I love so. After all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, tell me who will the next fool be? Will he believe all those lies? Wind up with tears in his eyes. I know, I know, I know, I know. I'd like to be the one to tell him so. Oh, oh, oh. After all is said and done, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get rid of me, tell me who will the next fool be?
I'll play your guitar, son.
Will he believe all those lies? Wind up with tears in his eyes. I know. Like to be the one to tell him so. Oh, oh, oh. After all is said and done, pretty baby, I know you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. After you get through playing with me, who will the next fool be?
We're gonna hurt her on the radio, you see. 6:50 a.m. WSM. Who will the next fool be? Webb Wilder. Thank you for doing that live,
boy,
man.
Thank you.
And before you go, it's a requirement to appear on Coffee Country and Cody for you, the Webb Wilder credo, as we part as in the perfect follow-up to a rough and tumble guy.
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because...
Wait a minute.
You know, I was supposed to be here last week, and I blew it. I had a malfunction in my brain, and you're so kind.
I'm glad you rescheduled, because I was off last week.
Well, there you go. And Charlie was very kind to reschedule me. The Webb Wilder credo on the back of this It Came From Nashville t-shirt.
All right!
Which I've brought one for each of you.
Oh, perfect.
Is as follows. Work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard. Back to that pillow. Grow big. Wear glasses if you need them. The Webb Wilder credo.
Thank you, pal.
You got it.
Great to see you.
Back some barbecue for all my friends. Well, it was smoking.